The Arab Spring, a push for increased democracy in numerous Middle Eastern nations, has made headlines from Egypt, Tunisia, Libya, Yemen, and Syria. The same movement is also active in Bahrain, a tiny island nation in the Persian Gulf, but there the regime in power has been more successful in squelching reporting about the protests. Nada Al-Awadi, a journalist for both an independent newspaper in Bahrain and international publications such as USA Today, experienced that crackdown firsthand.
I was detained by the Bahraini authorities because of my reporting, and they made me sign a pledge not to write or engage in any political affair. I decided to leave the country because I didn't feel safe, and I'm not an exception. Many of my colleagues, journalists, have actually left the country because of that.
Now living temporarily in Washington, D.C., where she was formerly a university student, Al-Awadi has been speaking out about the situation there, including an appearance at Sonoma State University Monday evening. She's dismayed by the lack of coverage about her homeland in the news media here.
As a journalist, this is the thing that devastates me because the story has kind of vanished. Though I know that things are still happening on the ground every single day, protests are still happening every single day, there are reasons that the story disappeared from the media. Particularly here in the United States. Probably politically, this is not a priority. The issue of Bahrain or the United States is not actually in favor of any political change on the ground in Bahrain.
There are two solid reasons for that, Al-Awadi explains. Bahrain hosts a major U.S. naval base, home to the 5th Fleet in the Persian Gulf, and a key ally, Saudi Arabia, is opposed to the protesters' aims.
Saudi Arabia has a big resistance towards democracy. Any democratic change will not be something that would be acceptable in this region, and particularly in this island, because it's something that's definitely going to lead to a significant change politically in the rest of the region, where Saudi Arabia and other monarchies are existing.
In Bahrain, as in other Arab nations, the protests are driven not by economic concerns, but a desire for greater political participation, particularly by a well-educated younger generation. But in her country, says Al-Awadi, the call is not for sweeping change in their governmental structure, but for greater access and accountability.
The main demand in Bahrain now is to have a real constitutional kingdom and to have an elected prime minister. People feel that this is the step that can guarantee real political participation.
Since she fled her homeland in July, Nada has only recently begun speaking out and reporting about the ongoing situation there. She awaits the day when she will feel safe returning to the home and family she left behind.
Many of my colleagues have been jailed or tortured, which creates a scary situation for local journalists, and that's why they left. I think I would go back when I feel that I can continue doing my work safely. I won't feel threatened or targeted or even monitored for what I'm saying or what I am writing. I'm not an opposition, I'm not a political figure, and I don't want to be. I'm just an independent journalist, and I want to continue doing that.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.